Speaking with Bill Rutherford, who is Senior Research Manager with Pioneer Hybrid, and here at a Pioneer Forage Field Day at the Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center, we talked about fiber technology, the platform of fiber technology. First, why don't you explain that to me, Bill?
The fiber technology platform is sort of a new technology that we've been working on in the forage additive area for about the last 6 years. And essentially what we're talking about is targeting a trait, fiber digestibility or cell wall digestibility in plant materials by the utilization of enzymes which are produced directly from a proprietary strain of Lactobacillus buchneri in the silage inoculant.
Now, you've introduced two new products here, the 11 CFT last year and the 11 GFT this year. Tell me about those.
The 11 CFT is basically specific for corn silage. That product was introduced in 2008, and we've had great success with that. Now, as Pioneer Forage Additives being a global concern, we have done parallel work with our European counterparts to develop something for grass silage. As you know, grass silage is much more important and a much bigger crop in Europe, certainly, than corn silage. And so they're almost reversed in versus North America versus Europe. We've decided, because of some of the phenomenal results we've had in Europe with 11 GFT in the grass and cereal areas, to test that and introduce that product, 11 GFT, here in North America for the 2010 growing season.
The situation in the dairy industry as it is, of course, crisis is an overused word, but it certainly applies in a lot of cases to the dairy industry, and many of our dairy producers are suffering. What does fiber technology mean for a dairy producer's bottom line?
I think just to follow up on that, I'm not sure crisis is the wrong word, because it is serious, and it is very serious in the dairy industry. One of the things that we have been very, very cautious of in terms of looking at how we characterize these products, the fiber technology products, is saying, well, it's always nice to say, you know, we can make lots more milk and you can do a lot of things. But the real emphasis in this and the real value in this is in reduced feed costs. The fiber technology platform has two very, very important pieces to it. First is improved fiber digestibility. Fiber E goes in the front end of the animal. It's either utilized or it comes right out the back as manure. That's waste. Any improvements that one makes in fiber digestibility means an increased energy value, means less supplement, less concentrate that has to be added to the feed. The other key point to the fiber technology products is the front-end dry matter recovery and the prevention of aerobic deterioration on the back end, which can result in some very significant losses. So what you really get with the fiber technology platform is improved nutritional value, improved fiber digestion, and more feed that's preserved during the ensiling process.
Thank you very much, Bill Rutherford. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.